I didn't see it coming. Certainly not. We're so much better than we were. We were at work, we were out enthused. And just for the crowd, they've been unbelievable over these 6 years, and to go out and show what we're not is just bitterly disappointing. Just bitterly disappointing. So today we'll... the only positive I can take of a wee game in 6 days' time, and it's a final of a European competition, and we'll be completely and utterly written off. But, you know, where I am at the moment is obviously feeling pretty hurt inside, and hopefully a lot of people are hurting the same way as me. And we can see the real Harlequins, not the Quins that turned up there today and were outreacted, outworked. Very disappointing.
Obviously, another not great reaction or response has been that Sale have obviously won their game as well, so you now know as well that you've got to go to Lyon to beat Montpellier to get off the European Champions Cup.
Absolutely, and that's the position we put ourselves into through thick and thin through this season. We've worked hard, but today we just didn't work hard in any way, shape or form. That's probably a gross generalisation. We were outworked by a side who just looked like they were more enthused, and that upset me massively. Very hard to take in any emotion other than one of huge disappointment, because I didn't see it coming. None of us did. And you know, in my 6 and a bit years here, we haven't had a performance like that. To do it in the last day that you're here is there, but we've 6 days to lick our wounds and to make sure that we put out a performance that is that's us. And are we good enough to win? Of course we are. We know we are, but we're not good enough to play that.
And just finally from me, obviously you mentioned work rate at times and being a bit flat, but structurally as well at times positioning just seemed a little bit all over the place, didn't it? I know a lot of players are out concussed and there were some changes, but it's no excuse, I suppose, is it?
No, and I think as you get tired, you start seeing people, not tired, you start chasing, you start people going out of the system as opposed to in the system, and you have to look at that in the grand scheme of things. We just didn't get in any way. So they were more enthusiastic. You think of the chase backs, you think of the Marlon Jarre, Danny Kerr, their chase backs to stop us scoring tries, compare and contrast. And that's rugby, unfortunately. It's the little things make big differences, and every single little thing they did better than us today. And it's a lesson which the group will learn over the summer. We've done loads of good things this season, but unfortunately this has not been a good day.
And what about the week ahead? I mean, when are you going to get them back in? When does it start?
Oh, Monday, because they have to try and recuperate now, because it was hot. It could be completely and utterly written off. But we're in a final, and we've worked hard to get to that final, so we'll have to get to a stage that the fellas will... it's my fault. Anything that happens out there is my fault, so we'll try and fix it for next week and see if we get a proper Harlequins performance and finish the season on the ultimate Big Dipper, because that's an emotional low and we want to finish it an emotional high.
Ben Bosker came on, actually had a good game, steered it, good conversions, obviously against Montpellier. That's equally poignant with him leaving the club now.
Yeah, and you know, it's a great opportunity for him, and he's been brilliant for, you know, since I phoned him 4 years ago down in New Zealand, and got him to come up here, and to see him get the opportunity now. He's done brilliantly for us, and hopefully he'll do brilliantly for Montpellier. But he wants to win. He wants to win next week, and we'll see. Hopefully he'll bow out like we all do, in the proper way, not the way we bowed out today.